This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stellaray Herself podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in this week, the podcast where we learn and discuss how to better ourselves to create a better world. Beverage check, y'all. I actually got a Dunkin' today. I didn't have to do much outside of my house today, so on days like that, I will like to fully caffeinate because I can just really focus on what I have to do. I don't get overstimulated. Like, I hate being over caffeinated in public. It's just a recipe for anxiety and disaster. So if you're wondering what my Dunkin' is, it's a medium iced macchiato with skim milk and 2 pumps of caramel swirl. She is a little sweet, but I feel like when I get that in the macchiato, it tends to be okay. I think just because of the ratio of espresso, I don't know. So let's just jump right in. First of all, before we get into our main topic of the day, I wanted to just have a quick rant sesh. I think, yeah, the day that this podcast goes live is the last day of retrograde, which, thank God, not to be annoying, not to be like, you know, blaming your problems on astrology gang, but I just feel like this retrograde was so frustrating. Like, the amount of things that just kind of were annoying. No, but like simple things that did not need to be complicated became complicated. Like it just felt so retrograde. It's like, why are you not understanding what I'm saying? I'm being very straightforward with you. And then that you are choosing to misunderstand me. Just stuff like that. And I personally have felt a lot of almost like stagnation, like mentally I'm there. Like I'm like, okay, next, like next project, next era, next this, that, whatever. And it's just like all these little annoying things happen to get in the way and prevent me from doing whatever it is that I want, that I feel like I want to do. And again, that is very retrograde. So like for me, it was honestly a lot less emotional than past retrogrades have been, and it was more so just annoying. So let me know how your experience has been these past few weeks. On one hand, I mean, retrograde in general, as we've discussed, it's not something to fear. It's just a time to take a pause, take a breath, and focus on reflecting and reviewing rather, and like planning rather than actually moving forward. So after this, we can officially move forward. And it is Taurus season now, which is a time to, you know, just kind of, it's an earth sign. And I think it's aligning very well with the end of retrograde because we will hopefully start to see our ideas and manifestations and what we want manifest into the physical world. It's a time to embrace sensuality, do things that feel good, eat good food, you know, do things like take a bath or like treat yourself, go shopping. You know, it's also a Venus ruled planet, so it's just, yeah, it's a time to like enjoy life. And I feel like also just with spring, and I just find the month of May to always be like, I can remember back to when I was a teen and first kind of just became like aware in the head, like May has always just been so almost idyllic and like perfect in vibes because it's the start of the summer. It's like that anticipation, like the, ooh, I'm so excited, but you're not like at the peak yet. And it's just like so enjoyable. And you still have the spring flowers. It's not too hot yet, but then it's just so nice out. And it's like, you're, it's like the build up to the summer. Oh my God, I love May. So I feel like this is going to be a really good month. I have a lot of exciting things planned myself, and I'm just ready to get this frustration behind us because I'm sick of the back and forth. I'm sick of, and not even in like personal relationships, like just business things, apartments, like things like that. It's like, you're the professional here. Why are you? So the main thing that I wanted to talk about today is you do not need a man, sis. You need community. Okay, so let's just get into it. So I've talked a lot about this here and there, of course, but I think as women, we are sold this fantasy of the perfect Prince Charming, happily ever after, the perfect man. And a lot of the times, even if it wasn't directly by your parents or like directly in your home growing up, just through society, we are heavily influenced by media and by just other people and like standards of like, oh, you need to grow up and get married and have kids and be a good wife and mother. I always use the example of Disney movies and like princess movies and fairy tales. Like actual fairy tales, I think are, some of them are just so iconic, like kind of dark, kind of like what the fuck. But a lot of the Disney princesses, they're very, oh, you need a man to come save you, and then like your life is complete once you have your perfect man. And the truth is, y'all, that is just not realistic. Like, it is not realistic to have someone fulfill every single requirement and every single aspect of your life, like emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, all of these things, be the perfect person. And I'm not even talking about this. I mean, I will, but it's also like, it's not even just about like, oh, that's a man. It's just like with anyone, like with a friend, you can't realistically put all of those expectations onto somebody and think that somebody's going to complete you. And like, you wouldn't do that with a friend because it doesn't make sense. They have their own life, you know, whatever. So why would you do it with a man that's like most likely less emotionally intelligent? No offense, like just going off societal, you know, standards, less emotionally intelligent than your girlfriend. Why would you expect so much in that regard from a man? And so because we're sold this fantasy, it's very easy for us to get into these odd situations. To put it lightly, you know, anything from a situationship where you're like always wanting more commitment, wanting just more time from him, whatever, to, you know, all the way to abusive relationships. Because since this fantasy has been ingrained in our minds since we're children watching these movies, thinking, oh, this is how it's supposed to be, we still want to believe in that. And so we'll put up with a lot and believe a lot of things we know are probably lies or like not really true. We're like, you know, future faking where someone will really hype up, oh, what you're going to do later. And so you just cling on to those breadcrumbs and like just want to have hope that someday it's going to happen. Because we want to believe in the fantasy. And that's just very ultimately unfulfilling. And as I get older and get more into these years where, you know, it's a little more serious and like people I know are getting married and having kids and it's not by accident, you know, it's not a teen pregnancy anymore, even though it feels like it sometimes. They're on their third kid. I remember when we were in class together, you know, like what, you know, you just really think about what you want in your life and how you want things to go. And it's just interesting to see all the examples of women being unfulfilled in these, I don't want to say like perfect relationships, but it's like basically you do everything. I've just seen it so many times, whether it's literally in real life or someone I follow or even like in some media, in TV shows, and like even just the classic example of like, oh, the nagging wife. It's like you do everything you're supposed to do, quote unquote supposed to do, and then you still end up unhappy and unfulfilled. Because why? You're putting somebody else's plan for you before your own plan for you and before what you actually want. So I think because like women are so smart and so.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So thoughtful and so giving. And I'm not saying that men cannot be, but just in general, you know, women are more likely to be those things. And so I think it's just a lot more important to prioritize community, your friends, your family or your chosen family, and yourself over a romantic relationship. And I just think more and more, it's true. You know, you, if you're going to be with someone, if you're going to be with a man, they do need to like you a lot more. Because otherwise, you're just always going to be not focused on yourself. Because you're going to feel, even if you tell yourself you don't care, you're going to feel that energetic, just like, you're going to feel it, that lack of reciprocity or attentiveness or thoughtfulness or whatever that comes so naturally to so many of us. And it's just always going to drain your energy. Your energy is going to be focused on that and other things like, where is he at? Why didn't he do this? Is he going to remember this? Oh my God. Like, you're always going to be on edge. And none of that energy is going to go towards you and what you want and your goals and dreams and just your life and even just yourself on a daily basis. So a lot of these things that I think we want from a partner can be found in community. And it's been very interesting. I finished the book. If y'all remember last week, I was talking about this book, The Power of Strangers by Joe Keohane. I'll link it down below. Probably one of the best books I've read in a while. I want to say this year, but it might even surpass this year of being one of my favorite reads, because I just found it to be so relevant, especially living in a big city. So it's The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. And it's basically about just that, about strangers, about how so many people feel lonely and like they don't have anyone to talk to. And there's just been so many examples of, like, you know, you've probably seen TikToks or videos where a kid will, like, I've seen it in New York, where a kid will be like, oh, like, tell me your problems. They'll have like a little stand at a park or in public, and people will just go up to them and start talking because people just need someone to talk to. People feel so much better when they do talk to strangers and actually have some kind of meaningful conversation rather than just the script of like, hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Thanks. We are very social creatures and we need connection to thrive and to feel whole. And I think social media, this is like such a classic thing. Everyone, like, you've heard this a million times, but it's like social media is such a powerful tool. It can connect so many people. But I do think there is a lot to be said about how it is kind of detrimental to people's social skills. People have anxiety to talk on the phone. Everything is so transactional and like, oh, I want to do self-checkout. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to, you know, have the Uber Eats, drop it outside my door, don't knock. Like, and then with the pandemic too, I don't think that really helped as far as that goes. But the point of the book is that it is possible to cultivate that. So I have been thinking about all these things, and there's just a lot about, you know, listening without judgment, because sometimes you might talk to someone and they might have completely different views from you, or just be so different from you that you honestly think they're kind of odd. But just how to listen to them without judgment and try to get to the root of humanity and, like, you know, in them, and like try to see that rather than just being like, no, I'm not talking to you because you don't share my same like beliefs. And y'all know I've been talking a lot about, you know, feminine energy and just like a glow up and like just your inner energy speaks volumes, because people can feel that. And so it's like all of these things kind of coming together for me recently. I've, you know, been learning a lot more about feminine energy, dark feminine energy specifically. I've been glowing myself up, trying out different looks. I have been prioritizing myself, putting all of my energy back into me. And then especially after reading this book, which doesn't necessarily have anything to do with masculine, feminine. It's just like people. All of these things have just been so interesting and honestly made my day-to-day interactions so much more interesting and fascinating. I think a lot of it is just about having curiosity for people and remembering that everyone's a person. I grew up very shy. I think I've honestly had anxiety like my whole life. Like I remember being a kid. I didn't know it was anxiety at the time, but I just always have been a very nervous, anxious, cautious person. And I was like, as a kid, oldest child things, let me know if you relate. But I was like very nervous. Like I remember as a kid being nervous to order at a restaurant by myself. I always was nervous talking to people like in authority, like teachers. I just always was like scared. And you know, that definitely in my adult life has just, you know, sometimes I feel a little shy, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people also feel that, and especially when it comes to small talk or talking with strangers, a lot of people feel that. And I forget the exact word for the phenomenon, but it's basically like if everybody thinks that everyone else doesn't want, like in this instance, to talk to each other, no one's gonna do it. Because if you're assuming, oh, they probably don't want to talk, let me not bother them, and they're also thinking that, no one's gonna break the ice and talk. So it's just about getting over that initial whatever. And he talks about small talk and point proven, because me and my friend were literally talking about how it's so annoying when people are like, I don't do small talk. And it's like, well, I don't do opening up to someone I just met, you know? So small talk is not, he like phrased it perfectly in this book. He's like, small talk is not the point. Like the point is to establish kind of a certain level of trust and like, okay, like you're safe, like you're not gonna stab me in this moment, so that then you can move on to the actual real conversation. So it's not about the like, how are you? How's the weather? Like, how was your drive? It's like the transition. Like small talk is a transition to the real conversation. So if you say you hate small talk, you seriously need to like get a grip. Like not get a grip, but like understand the point of it. It's like a tool, you know? It's not, people don't love small talk. Nobody loves small talk, but it's like the bridge from first looking at someone or meeting someone to actually connecting with them. So again, having a certain level of curiosity about people makes it so much easier, because you don't have to feel that pressure or be attached to that pressure, which can kind of manifest as anxiety of like, oh, are they gonna like me? Like, what are they thinking? It's like, you can just be grounded in yourself and just genuinely curious about like, what are they like? Like, what is their story? What is this? Like, who is this person? Just these little interactions make such a big difference in your day, because you feel like you're kind of establishing like these little mini connections. And especially in New York, you know, you're with a lot of people all the time. And so often things can just be very rushed, again, transactional, like people are not trying to stop and chat. But at the same time, a lot of the time you see the same people all the time. Like your bro that works at the deli, like you're gonna see him all the time. And like part of me was kind of nervous for that. Like, you know, the classic example of like you always go and order a certain thing in a place and then they're like, oh, I remember you. And then you, like, I've seen that meme before, and then you can never eat there again because, oh my God, they recognize you. It's like, no, that's actually like community, babe. So actually developing a rapport. And what I will say is that it is so interesting just how spot on this book is. So for instance, there's this guy I always see like at all hours. He'll just be outside. He's like a little bit older. I do not get a creepy vibe, but I just honestly really got the vibe that he like wanted to keep to himself. But we always would like look at each other, again, not in a weird way, like he just kind of, we'd like, okay, and then like but then I started to be like, why do we not say hi? Like, it's kind of weird at this point. And I just felt weird about it. And I was like, what if he doesn't like me? Like, oh my God. Like, again, I was not getting a weird vibe from him. I just was like, it's just kind of weird we don't say hi to each other when we see each other all the time. So it was so funny. So I'm reading this book. I'm like, okay, well, next time I see him, I'm gonna say hi. Like, and just whatever. Be neighborly. And so I pass by him. I'm like, oh, good morning. He's like, good morning. And then I go, I think I was going to the gym or something. When I'm coming back, he's like still in the same area and he sees me and then he says hi. And then the next day I saw him and he said hi first. And again, he's not being weird. Like, he's not flirting. He's not trying to get at me. It was just genuinely so funny. That's all it took, was like for me to say hi. And now it's like, oh, hey, what's up? Again, like at the grocery store, there's always somebody in the front. And like, I know we recognize each other at this point, but I just don't always say hi. Sometimes I have my headphones in, like they don't say hi. It's like kind of weird. But then again, I'm thinking of this book. So I'm like, oh, hi, good morning. And then Okay, this one I kind of got a weird vibe from, but he was like, when I left, he was staring at me and he's like, oh, bye. I'm like, okay, maybe I should have like not done that in this case, but I mean, it's fine. At the gym, this one girl that works at the front desk always is like so overly enthusiastic about like signing me in and then also saying bye to me. And at first I was kind of annoyed because again, I have my headphones in, I'm like, whatever. And I'm like, reading this book, I'm like, this girl's just trying to do her job. Like, she's being so nice. Let me go out of my way to make sure that I actually say hi to her, look her in. I mean, I would say hi before, but it was just very like, oh, thank you. Like, but now I make the effort, like, especially when I'm leaving, I know she's gonna say bye to me, like, have a good one. And so I will turn down my music or take my headphone out and be like, goodbye, have a good one, thank you, and like look her in the eye. And just little things like that go such a long way. Because again, a lot of people, I'm sure you can relate, feel very lonely and disconnected. And we can't live like this, bro. Like, we cannot just live on our computers. I know a lot of you work from home. I work from home all the time, you know. You cannot just talk to people through your screen and then, or whenever you go out and do your errands, you're doing self-checkout, you have your headphones in, you're avoiding everyone, you're like, eh. And then you wonder why you feel like shit and have anxiety and like are scared to order pizza on the phone or like make a doctor's appointment. Yeah, because you need to practice. And often talking with strangers or making small talk feels so difficult because it low-key is. When you're talking to somebody that you already are acquainted with or that's already your friend, your brain has a context for just how you can act around them. And you have a certain level of comfort with them. Even if they're not your best friend, you're going to be familiar with them. Whereas a stranger, you don't really know where you stand yet. So it feels kind of awkward and challenging because you're trying to not only pay attention to what you're saying, but also read them and their body language and what they're saying and all of that. So it's actually like a mental exercise. And so this is also good to practice more because you will get better at it and better at it, and it'll be less scary because you're actually working that muscle of like, oh my God, feeling awkward. And I just think our younger generations especially could really benefit from this because I'm like the oldest Gen Z. I grew up, yeah, we had the computer and stuff, but social media didn't really become a thing really until like high school. Like YouTube was around, I guess there was like MySpace and Facebook, but I was like a little too young for MySpace, and then my mom didn't let me have a Facebook, but it wasn't till 8th grade I had an Instagram account, and then back then it was just like for friends, you know? It was not what it is now. Like, I did not grow up with Instagram and like with TikTok. But even so, like even just growing up with YouTube, it's like that's so different than the generation before. But these kids that are growing up on their iPads, like not forced to have as many social interactions and like just actually learn to talk with people and like form those connections and just even exercise that muscle, you know, it's a little concerning. And some of it, and again, this is not like a anti-social media account, obviously. I'm not like, oh, technology, like social media is so cool. Like, it's my career. Like, I think it's very amazing how it can connect you with so many people. But again, it's a tool. You need to be mindful and you need to challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and actually talk to people and make those connections. I always have thought of myself as being a little shy and to myself. And, you know, it doesn't need to be like that. And even just in the past couple weeks, really the past like week of finishing up this book and practicing, like trying, like, well, let me try it out. Let me say hi to this guy. Let me say good morning to this guy that I never say good morning to. And then I already notice positive results because like I'll feel better afterwards because I actually had like a real little interaction with someone. And then, you know, they say hi to me next time. It's like cute. And then you could leave it at that, but then you could also take it a step further if you so wish. Like if it's someone you always see and like actually get to know some more about them and like learn about them. I remember in LA, like my neighbors would never talk to me. I lived in a pretty big building. There was a lot of residents, a lot of different units. And in my little like hallway, I think there was like 4 or 5 units. But then like on the whole floor, there was like a lot because there was a lot of those like hallways off the main hallway. I did not know any of those people's names. they would rarely say hi to me. People would just not talk. And I remember the cleaning staff and, like, the maintenance people would talk the most. And they were so friendly and nice. And, like, I mean, I would chat with them. But, like, now looking back, it's like, I wish I conversed even more with them and really got to know them more, because I would see them all the time. But yeah, it's just, it goes such a long way. And I think it's just very rare. So this is the thing, y'all. People, and this is what I'm realizing more and more. It's like, I knew this, but then to actually feel it is different, you know? People want to sit on their little social media accounts all day, like, even if they're not being haters or whatever, but people want to, a lot of these influencers and just people in general feel like they're so cool. Oh, I have a lot of followers, or oh, I do this, I do that, like, I have drip, like, and they have no social skills. If you really want to enter a room and have people be able to feel your energy in a good way, and if you actually want to achieve what you want in your life, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable, and you have to be confident in yourself, and you have to do hard things and awkward things and be willing to, like, look odd or weird. Because otherwise, it, like, nothing matters. It also just goes into that whole thing of, like, you can't believe what you see on social media. Because someone could seem so cool on their page and, like, have really good pics and, like, just seem, like, so poppin' and they're in the mix and they're just, like, they have it all. And then they actually are, like, very awkward to talk to or just kind of rude and seem very socially unaware and they're just not a good time, you know? And so if you are willing to do that work, no matter what it is, like, regardless of social media, it could be, like, in any, like, context. But if you are willing to do the hard actual work of, like, working on yourself first and foremost, and then also be willing to put yourself out there, feel a little awkward, do something you're scared of doing, like, be courageous, that speaks so much louder than someone just trying to hide behind their page or hide behind their image or, like, hide, like, Having a clear conscience and knowing, going to bed knowing that you, like, did the right thing and that you at least tried and whatever it is, that is just going to lead to so much more long-term success and fulfillment and self-confidence, because you know that you have your own back and you tried your best. And even if you fuck up, you mess up, you feel awkward, you feel embarrassed, whatever the case may be, you don't get it 100% perfect the first time, again, whatever it may be, you know that at least you tried. So tying this back into the title, I think often when people feel that loneliness and just that disconnect and that doom scrolling, like, oh my god, I'm comparing my life to someone else that I don't know, you think of a lot of times people think a romantic relationship is going to fill that void or make them feel better, and it may in the short term, but ultimately you need to be good on your own, not in an hyper independent, you know, isolated, only with yourself, like, that kind of way, but just, like, you need to be able to deal with your feelings of loneliness, of disconnectedness. It's like, okay, if I'm feeling lonely every night, what can I do to improve that, instead of just rushing to my situationship or wondering, like, freaking out, like, accepting breadcrumbs from someone who doesn't care about you. Okay, let me cultivate my own community. It could start by just literally saying hi to someone that I see every day and we don't really acknowledge each other. And I could start saying hi. And this is not a call for, like, ending romance or ending romantic relationships, but you should not go there if you're not in the right headspace for it. Like, if your headspace is, I'm feeling lonely, I'm, like, feeling, like, again, disconnected, I'm feeling like I don't have community around me, it's like, don't go to that for that, because there's so many other ways to feel fulfilled outside of that. And I think when you put, you could find the most perfect, sweetest man, amazing, thoughtful, and even so, that wouldn't be fair to him, because you can't place all of that expectation onto anybody, you know? And then, of course, he's not going to be perfect. So then you're not even going to find what you're looking for. And then it's unfair and it's unrealistic expectations and it's just, like, ultimately disappointment. A lot of these things, though, I think, have to be learned through experience. But I think at the same time, talking about them, and maybe some of you are younger than me, you know, it's just good to know, because I know I love watching women older than me and just, you know, getting the wisdom. And bro, it's just so interesting. Again, like, I'm not so old. So it's not like I'm like, oh my God, like I just have all these years. But I think it's just very interesting how much wiser I feel every year, and just how more and more ridiculous it is that people try to say that 25 is like, as a woman, oh, it's downhill from here. It's like, yeah, because you finally start to recognize the scams and become aware and start living your life for yourself. Hopefully, if you didn't, you know, there's still time. It's never too late. You can always choose to live your life in a different direction and make different decisions and like start living for yourself instead of for someone else's dreams for you. But that's like why they say that. Oh my God. Like, they just don't want us to be aware of their scams. And it's like, bro, you can do anything you want. Like, you can get married, you can have kids, you can do a very traditional path, but just make sure that you're doing it for yourself and like not because you're scared of the alternative or like you're scared to explore your truest, fullest self or anything like that. You know, it's like there's so many layers. There's so many layers to this. But ultimately, I think life is very interesting. And I think just being able to have that mindset is such a blessing. You know, like that Rick Rubin book, what was it? The Creative Act, A Way of Being. You know, when things get hard, even when things are not hard, but especially when things get hard or something surprises you, having the ability to take a step back and kind of remove yourself from the situation and look at it through a fresh set of eyes, or like a removed, like you're out of it, like third person, and be able to say, okay, this is so interesting. Like, what's going to happen next? And it is so true that hope is really what keeps us going, you know? And if you have hope, and you can just believe, the sheer fact that you can believe that you want better, deserve better, can do better, the fact that you even have dreams and goals, that is just so much. So, I mean, that's not all of it, but that is such an amazing place to start. And, you know, one step at a time. Truly, honestly. Shout out to Mila on IG. Is it Mila Kyun or is it Mila Kyun? I don't know. And shout out to O_she_lifts_. Thank you guys for commenting on my IG. This is so sweet. Y'all, I really appreciate our community so much. And I just really appreciate all the OGs that have been there from the beginning. I just really appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for always inspiring me and motivating me to act on my thoughts and like my dreams and like if I have a vision. It's scary to put yourself out there, and ultimately it's like something you need to do yourself, but having support from people just, it means so much, you know? So thank you guys so much. I just really feel this new era coming. I feel like after retrograde, it's really going to set in. But I just really appreciate all of your guys' sweet messages and encouragement. Honestly, this past year was really hard for me in a lot of different ways. I'm like starting to write about it, so I'm like, that's kind of one of my goals. I would love to like publish a chic book. That's like something I really want to do. But even if I don't, it's still been such a interesting process to just write out about like what has happened and like things I've been through. And yeah, I just feel like I was not living my true, authentic, creative, like full, true, leveled up self in the past year. It was just like so much was going on, and it was really hard. I'm not gonna lie, like it was really hard, but we're out of that now. And I just appreciate you guys like being there for me. And I just feel like whenever I have a good idea and you guys, or like a fresh idea and you guys fuck with it, like you're always there. Like I feel like over the past month or so, I've just felt like I've been welcomed back with open arms. I feel like I'm like just back to myself, back to my content grind, and just like have again like all these fresh ideas. And after just having so many months where I just did not feel like that, and I was just again very really just like going through it, it just means a lot that you guys are like still around and like fucking with me. So thank you so much. I want to film like a main channel kind of Q&A just opening up video. Again, anything, not that it's like tea, but it's just like anything super personal. It's like I would rather just kind of write about that. But I do want to like just kind of make a video talking about everything because it was like probably one of the hardest years like I've ever been through. But we're back. And I think that's also why I just felt so passionate talking about hope and like believing, because it's like I proved to myself that it's possible to get out of a bad situation or to leave a bad situation, and like life can be better and you can get back to yourself and what you actually want and all of that. So thank you guys again just so much. It really means so much to me, and I just hope I can give you any amount of that back, you know, because we deserve to feel good, live our best lives, and be there for each other and be there ultimately for ourselves, you know. It is a beautiful day and it's 3:33. Oh my god, I'm gonna get some things done. I have a few errands to do as well, so let me know what you want me to talk about in next week's episode. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Don't forget to post a screenshot of you listening on your IG story. Tag me, follow the podcast IG and TikTok, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.